It's the 4th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. 12 councils across the country, with Bedford Borough and Luton among them, have been granted new capabilities to enforce driver penalty charge notices within their own areas. Fines for moving traffic offences can now be issued by local council as well as through the police. Penalties for vehicle violations can range from £20 up to £105. The determining factor is how quickly payment is received. A spokesperson for Bedford Borough Council said, as one of the first councils in England, this will help us discourage reckless driving and keep our roads and residents safe from highways users who commit traffic offences. A drink driver who drove his Audi A5 North along the southbound A1 over the weekend was brought to a stop by a Stinger tyre deflation device from Beds, Cambs and Harts Road Policing Unit. Officers tweeted later that he was very drunk, miracle he didn't kill anyone. Former Police and Crime Commissioner Catherine Holloway, who served in the role for 5 years, has denied any wrongdoing having to do with the financial inconsistencies under her tenure. The fraud, uncovered through an internal audit and subsequent police investigations, were related to grant payments made to an as yet unnamed organisation which took place while she was PCC. Miss Holloway, who no longer resides in the area, said she was horrified by the assertions. The St Paul's Square Golden Mailbox in Bedford has received a crocheted Easter-themed topper, courtesy of Steph Goldsmith. Miss Goldsmith has previously been responsible for similar holiday and celebration toppers seen around the town centre. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.